Welcome. Parsha B'Shalach has the story of Am Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. So while everybody is busy doing what they're doing, dealing with the Korban Pesach, dealing with their food, gathering all their belongings, asking their neighbors for their gold and their silver and all sorts of wonderful stuff, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who remembers that we have to take Yosef HaTzadik's bones out of Mitzrayim with us. So the Pasuk says, Yikach Moshe Ratzman Yosef Imo, Yosbeya Yishbiya, he made us swear. So Rav Moshe Feinstein asks the question, you know, when it gives the reason why Moshe is taking the bones, it sort of diminishes Moshe's stature, because they needed the bones to leave Mitzrayim, and he made them swear, and that's the reason to do it. In other words, he had to, they needed to. It's not such a great action, and why does that bother him? Because we know that there's a mission in Sota that says that the Moshe taking care of Yosef HaTzadik's bones made him Zoche to who took care of Moshe's burial? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the mission in Sota. So the mission in Sota makes it seem like, wow, this is something really great that Moshe Rabbeinu did. And yet the Pasuk makes it seem like he had to. So, which is it? That's Moshe Feinstein's question. So he says, really, this pasuk isn't telling you about Moshe's greatness. It's telling you about Yosef's greatness. So Yosef HaTzadik, he would not suspect Am Yisrael of being Kfuye Tova, of not having a Karas HaTov to anybody that they need to have a Karas HaTov for. But we all realize that everybody in Am Yisrael should have a Karas HaTov for Yosef. For what simple reason? That him being a Mitzrayim provided them food, gave them Goshen separately. They had it pretty well there for a while. But Yosef didn't view himself that way. How did Yosef view himself? He viewed himself as Hashem sent him down in order to be able to the Michya Nishlach, Vizayah Matarato. He was sent down to be able to provide food for all the world, not just for Am Yisrael. Because of Yosef, Mitzrayim realized there was going to be a famine, and they were able to save enough food, and they fed Mitzrayim, they fed the Shvatim, they fed the nearby neighboring provinces who came to him for food. They were coming from all around for food. So Yosef was sent to do that. So Yosef's like, what did I do? Hashem sent me to do that. So they don't need to have a Karas HaTov for me. And if they don't need to have a Karas HaTov for me, and I want my bones buried in Eretz Yisrael, what do I have to make Am Yisrael do? I have to make him swear. He made the brothers swear, please, don't leave me buried here in Mitzrayim. Hashem promised he's going to take you out of Mitzrayim, bring you to Eretz Yisrael. So please, take my bones with you. So, clearly, Am Yisrael would have had a Karas HaTov to Yosef, because we know what Yosef did. It's Yosef who thought, Am Yisrael need not have a Karas HaTov for me. And he wasn't choshed that they wouldn't have a Karas HaTov had he done something worthwhile. As the Gemara in Sota Yud Gimel tells us, V'chi Yisrael la'yum adaskim bo ilam Moshe. Would Am Yisrael have not done it? Had Moshe done it? No, of course they would have. Yosef says, I know Am Yisrael would take care of me if they owed me a favor. What does Am Yisrael owe me? So therefore he made them swear. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is actually the godless of Yosef. Yosef was an unov. He was humble. He didn't think Am Yisrael owed him anything. So therefore, since they don't owe me anything, I'm not doing any kavod, so I have to make them swear to take me out with them. And therefore, part of Yosef's gadlus is who took out his bones when they eventually left Mitzrayim? That was Moshe Rabbeinu. And what do we know about Moshe? That the Torah actually tells us about Moshe. That he was unov mikol adam, that he was so humble. So where did Moshe learn it? Where did Moshe Rabbeinu learn to be so humble from? So Moshe Feinstein says, Ulai, perhaps, where did Moshe learn it from? He learned it from this act of Yosef. Yosef, who was the second command of Mitzrayim, and so many people were indebted to him to saving them from starvation. What? Nobody owes me anything. I need you to swear to take me out of here. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who takes Yosef's bones, and because he has this tafkid to take care of Yosef's bones and take them out of Mitzrayim, he has the chance to learn this Midas Anava from him. And he thinks about it and dwells on it, and he says, I want to be an Anav like him. And in fact, his Zocha to be, because he says he's Anav Mikol Adam, he was Zocha to be way, you know, on the humble scale, he got even higher on the humble scale than Yosef HaTzadik. Not that we're judging, but the Torah tells us he was the highest level of Anav, so Anav Mikol Adam. So he was Hosef Yoter V'Yoter onto being an Anav, which he learned from Yosef. So the reason for the godless of Yosef, which is why Moshe was the one who was Osek with Yosef's bones, was because of his Anava. And therefore, this is actually, now we understand better why it was Moshe Rabbeinu who was Osek with Yosef's bones. Adarabanit Gadal Mitzvato Shel Moshe Shasak B'Tzadik Kamoto Lachin Zacha She'itasek B'Kadosh Baruch B'Atzmo. We originally asked the question, what's the big deal that Moshe did it? He had to do it. He was, you know, they swore, and then why is he Zacha T'Kadosh Baruch Hu doing it? The answer is because Moshe, who was the Anav, took care of Yosef, and he learned the Anava from him, and because he learned the Anava from him and internalized it and even went further in his Anava, he was Zocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the one who took care of his burial. So Nimtza, from this Pasuk, we can understand the Gadlut of a person, that it doesn't matter how much you gave people and helped people and benefited people, that wasn't enough to be Mechayev them, to take care of them. Lo b'shvil zeh shenenu kol Yisrael miYosef asak b'Moshe. Moshe wasn't taking care of Yosef out of a karas atov to who Yosef was. Elam mitzad etzem gadluto b'tzidkato v'namto. Why was Moshe taking care of Yosef? Not out of a karas atov. Not really. The pasuk saying because he swore. But why? What is it saying when the pasuk says that they swore to do it? Why is Moshe taking care of him? He's taking care of him because Yosef felt that he needed them to swear because he was the quintessential anav. Moshe Rabbeinu, who used that to become the quintessential Anav, therefore ended up the appropriate person to take care of Yosef's bones when they left Mitzrayim. So we learn an incredible lesson in humility from this Pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who takes care of Yosef's bones, the Pasuk tells us, because Yosef made them swear that they would take the bones with them. But why did Yosef make them swear? We should have taken them. He asked. We owe him so much. Of course we'll take his bones with us. And the answer is no. Yosef didn't think they owed him anything. Yosef thought, I was just doing what I was put in the right place in the right time to do. And therefore, he was an anav. He didn't think anybody owed him anything. And therefore, his roi that he had Moshe Rabbeinu to be the one to take care of his bones, and Moshe Rabbeinu for taking care of his bones and internalizing the message of this pasuk and the message of Yosef HaTzadik, he was zocha to no less than a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be the one to take care of his chvura. So we all learn an important lesson in humility from this pasuk and this parsha.